In this week's SME Corner with MoneyWeb, we speak to the owner of Anino Nails and Coffee, Mpumi Lidwaba. Talk to us about your business. So what offerings do you have?
I think I should start it from the beginning. It started off as Anino Mobile Nails.
Yes.
I started off by going to people's houses, doing house calls. And then the demand just got so great that I had to get my own spot. But there's already so many nail bars. I needed to find something that sets me apart.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured, well, I'm a coffee lover, so why not merge the two?
Yes.
I know there's coffee lovers who like having their nails done and having some coffee. So I was like, why don't I bring it all in one place?
The coffee bar element is quite new.
Yeah.
Talk to us about how that process is going.
Well, I'm still in the process. I'm only opening on the 2nd of November.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I'm busy having a whole bar built. I'm getting a coffee machine. I'm trying to outsource beans from a local supplier. So I'm still finding and checking the best beans.
So it's not just a normal coffee type of setup?
No. I'm a coffee lover, so it has to be amazing coffee.
How then has the experience been with the mobile nail parlor? How has that treated you and what gains have you made there?
The mobile thing has been really amazing. I only started in June, but the demand has been insane. I think we're currently living in a time where people have multiple streams of income, which means they're 100% busy. And on a Saturday, nobody wants to go anywhere anymore. So people literally want to have their nails done at home.
Yeah.
Some might even go to offices. So it's just what my company is all about is convenience. So I'm just bringing convenience. And in return, my company is growing and word of mouth is doing the most for me.
I was going to ask you about that. How is the marketing then handled and your presence on social media? How has that helped you market the business?
To be quite honest, I haven't done any other form of marketing except social media.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, word of mouth. So I just did social media. And from one person, if I give a good treatment, that person refers two other people. If I do a good treatment with those other two, they refer four other people.
Yes.
So that's how my company grew. Social media doing one person and them just referring me to other people. And that's why with every treatment, I have to do the best and offer the best conversation and best experience I can.
Going into business, what did that take for you? What did it mean?
Going into business has always been a part of me. I grew up with my dad being in business and I got my first job at 12.
Wow.
I was working for him.
Okay.
And he was very strict. So he would go to the office at 7 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have to go with him at that time and knock off at 5. So I'm a 12-year-old leaving with my dad at 7 to go make him coffee. And then he leaves the office the entire day and then comes to pick me up at 5. And that's how I think it all got instilled in me. And then I realized, but hey, he's got flexibility. I don't.
Yeah.
And because he's the boss. And that's just how it all started out. And I've had countless jobs. And the previous one that I had was at Investec. I was a banker.
Mm.
And I think that's when it all dawned on me that, you know what, I'm not meant for this. I'm not meant for a 9-to-5. I'm too creative for this. And I want to be in charge of my own time. And
right.
That's how it officially launched.
Nails then?
Yeah.
Passion?
Passion.
Okay. Tell us more.
I watched an Oprah show where there was an interior decorator guy and a lady who owns a hair drying business.
Okay.
And Oprah asked both of them questions. And they both said, your passion is that your passion or your purpose or your business is that one thing you did as a child effortlessly without someone paying you.
Uh-huh.
Go and ask your mom what that thing is.
Hmm.
And I went and I asked my mom, what's that thing that I did effortlessly? And one of them was beauty.
Uh-huh.
So whenever someone walks in at home, I just want to do their hair. I want to do their nails. So it's always really been a part of me. It was just a matter of recognizing how can I turn this passion into profit. Yeah.
Now, as you are growing bigger, finding people that do the right job, has that been difficult? How is that going?
Tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It's actually unfortunate that in South Africa, we have so many unemployed people. But when you're trying to employ people, you realize that there's no skill. So that's my toughest challenge. There's a lot of people I can employ. But it's important that as we hire people, we need to get skilled people because at the end of the day, we're building a brand.
Mm.
So I think that's been the toughest part. I'm still currently looking. I've found a few, but I'm still looking and hopefully I'll get skilled people.
What's there to be said about competition? What is going to set you apart from any other nail parlor that is there or nail service that is there?
I believe what sets me apart is I'm very passionate and hands-on right now. And like I said, the coffee thing. Mm. Women love to made feel special. And women love pretty spaces. And I'm putting a lot of effort, a lot of time, and a lot of resources into making sure that my place is fresh. People can come in. I mean, the coffee bar is not only for people doing nails.
Yeah.
So outsiders, people who don't even do nails can come in. And if they see how lovely our treatments are, how lovely our nails are, it's a completely new market that I'm drawing in. So the coffee lovers become nail lovers as well.
Ah.
So I think that's what will set me apart. And yeah, and just passion, you know. And like I said, in my recruiting, I'm very specific in terms of skill and personality. And I really want to choose people who are passionate about people, especially about women, and who are very sensitive to the issues of women. Because at the end of the day, a nail technician is a therapist.
Growing the business, let's talk about the financial side of things. How are you finding yourself as having to balance the books and making sure that everything is running in an orderly fashion when the finances are involved?
Luckily for me, I have an accounting background. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I've been involved with my dad's business for the longest time. So
yeah.
I think that's an advantage for me. But financing is really hard, I won't lie. In the first year, you don't really get to have a salary. Because everything just goes back into the business.
Yeah.
But that goes to say you need to look at the bigger picture, because if you eat from the pocket, then there's no growth in the company. So in most cases, the first year is a matter of just sacrificing and building until you can afford to take something into your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
How then would you advise a young person who might be looking to start their own business, particularly in the nail space or in the beauty space? What should they know and what mistakes should they avoid, especially in the beginning?
Firstly, I believe in start with what you have. Most of us like saying, no, I'll start when I have money. Money will never come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Banks will not loan you money. Even like your financial institutions that want to give you money, they need something on paper. You need to show them a plan of where you're going, how you're going to make this profitable. So I always say, start with what you have, do some research and read a lot of books. But most importantly, get skilled. Go and do a course. There's courses that are cheaper. There's courses that are expensive. Start with what you have. And, you know, I know in Alberton, if I'm not mistaken, there's institutions where you can get a bursary for beauty courses.
Mm.
So people can research more into that. But I think it's very important to not just have the skill because you learned on your mom or dad, but go get yourself a certificate and practice and start with what you have. If all you have is the next door neighbor, then go to the next door neighbor's house and go and do their nails. But show that you're passionate about the thing.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
That was Nompumelelo Ludwaba, the founder of Anino Nail and Coffee Bar, in this week's SME Corner with MoneyWeb.